Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 giving all praise and honor
to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Once again, I come before you with another beautiful program, bringing to you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel. And yes, we will bring you nothing but the truth. However, if you become suspicious or have a difference of anything that we're telling you and teaching you, or I'm teaching you, give me a call, 919-931-6216, and we will discuss it. Praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring you another program to bring to you this truth, that we might have a heart and a mind, a spirit, to return unto the only Elohim, the creator of the world. Tonight, we're just going to talk about a little politics and from the scriptures. Of course, if you've been paying attention, Donald Trump has been in office for approximately, he was sworn in January the 20th. We're at February the 3rd. So we're talking about, what, about 14 days? And already, just in 14 days, he's stirring up a whole lot of trouble in the United States and the world. And many of these troubles are identified in the scriptures. And we're going to bring to you some of these troubles that we can easily and readily see. Some of these troubles are nothing new, or at least the one who's stirring up the trouble is nothing new. And let me show you what's going on in the scriptures, which correlates what's going on today. So first we're going to start in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, so we can see the history. For there is nothing new under the sun. And I forgot to say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of internet, and those that are listening by the way of Blog Talk. Surely, the only reason you're listening, there's no doubt in my mind, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. So we're going to start reading in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter. Because at some point in time, we're going to have to come to the undeniable truth that indeed we are in the last days. And being in the last days, what should be at the forefront of your mind? What should be the forefront of your actions? And what should be the forefront on the path that you walking in today. There is no other time that you should concern yourself with. This is the time. That I think you must concern yourself with in a serious, most sincere manner that your strength allows you to do. In the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, something happened. And the Almighty set forth something that we have even today. And look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, starting at the first verse. It says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. And Yah came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And Yah said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Yah scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because Yah did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did Yah scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. So we hear this story about this place that was called Babel. And it was only called Babel because the Almighty confused their language. So rather than having a bunch of people with one language and one speech, now you have a bunch of people with different languages as well as to the extent they were not even able to communicate with one another because their language and their speech was totally diverse from one another. And here it is. We have people today want to know where did the Chinese come? Where did the so-and-so called people and the Germans and all the various different nations on the earth? Where did all these people come from? And how did you get all these various languages? It If you ask the average person, where did all these languages come from? How did you have and get all these languages on earth? They don't know. But we know because Yah have already foretold us that these languages was the result of wicked people trying to make a name for themselves. To build a tower to heaven. And this is why we have all these languages. But the wicked, as you're going to see, even though the Almighty put a stop to this, that they might be one people, but the wicked still was not done nor satisfied with coming together to build so that they can ultimately do exactly what their ancestors had done in the beginning. And what is that? To get to heaven. And you're going to see why they wanted to get there. Because you see here, to make a name for themselves. And you notice that most of these big towers that's built today, many of them have names on them. And let me tell you one of the most famous towers that exists today. Do you know what it's called? Well, it's called the Trump Tower, President of the United States, who refused to get rid of all his towers, to divest his companies. And why wouldn't he do that? Because this is a man, as you will see, put his name on these towers for one reason and one reason only. And that is to make a name for himself. And he's not going to give these towers to anyone else. They belong to him. But you're going to see something else about this man who have these great towers that you see all over the world. He had one tower that before he became president, to get a membership to this tower, it was $100,000 just the membership fee. And within 7 days, actually 2 or 3 days after he became president, then you had to pay $200,000 to get a membership. $100,000 before the 20th, $200,000 after January the 20th when he was sworn in. But I want you to see where this attitude, spirit, come from, because it is not new. So let us see in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. Beginning In the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, let's read about this beast. This is what it says in the very first verse. Nebuchadnezzar, the king unto all people, nations, and languages. Now, why is he talking to all people, all nations, and all languages? Why is he doing that? Well, let me tell you why. See, the Almighty confounded the languages of all the earth and confounded their speech. So these are people today that are people of different languages and speech. But as I said before, the wicked never left off their endeavor. They found a way to still bring all people, nations, and languages back under their subjection, still to accomplish their goal. And look what it says. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and the wonders that the high Elohim have wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me. And Babylon is just another word for Babel. That's why it's named Babylon, because you had a bunch of people who became one, although they had different languages and different speech, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my deity, and in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Daniel, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy Elohim is in thee, and no secret trouble thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree, cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and set up over it the basis of men. So in this dream, it was more of a nightmare, because this great tree that fed everybody, this great tree that ruled everything, was cut down, hewed down. And why? Because this tree did not reverence who the true king of the earth is. And the watchers and the holy ones had to let it be known that the Most High is the one that rules in the kingdom of men. And he give it to whomsoever he will. But this was forgotten by Nebuchadnezzar. 18th verse. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, Daniel, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy Elohim is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was after the deity, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him, because he knew what it meant. And it troubled him because he had to tell the king something that he didn't want to tell him. The king spake and said, Daniel, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Daniel answered and said, my master, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thy enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that are grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my master the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave a stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. And this is a hint to the wise. If you're haughty, if you're arrogant, if you're prideful, full of sin, your sins by righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. For those who are trying to get their heart right. 28 verse. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of his kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. Seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs was grown like eagles' feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. So, Nebuchadnezzar, ultimately, after 7 years, came to his senses. And he had a message. Watch what it says. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselor and my master sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. But watch what it said. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, though, and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. In other words, he's able to bring low. Don't you see how Babylon started off trying to build this great tower, trying to make a name for itself. And here we go again, during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Almighty made him great, made his kingdom great, his majesty great, and put everything under his hand. But he lifted up his heart and started smelling himself. And what did the creator have to do once again? He had to bring him down, bring him low, and subject him to being a beast in which he really is. And what do we have today? We have a man who you will soon see. What was his slogan? Well, his slogan was no different than what the past Babylon's slogans were. They wanted to make a name for themselves. They talked about their majesty and their honor and how great they are. And his brothers, they come around and say, well, he's going to make America great again. He's going to make America great again. Not the Mosaic, not the King of Heaven, not Elohim, but he's going to make America great again. And all he talk about is itself. How big and great he can draw people and his crowds. How big and great are his businesses? They're great. They're big league. Yeah, big league, we're going to do this. Big league, we're going to do that. It's great. My businesses are great. I'm smarter than everyone. I'm great, and I'm going to make America great again. This is all he talk about. I'm going to make the army great again. The Almighty warned us about this beast, this little horn that don't know history, how he himself is destined to repeat it. And look what it says in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. Of course, another vision. Daniel 7th chapter, the first verse. The first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. And Daniel spake and saw, said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens drove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was a lion, he had eagle wings. I beheld in the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and the man's heart was given to it. I beheld another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between its teeth. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful, terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the 10 horns. And behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were the three of the first one plucked up by the roots. And I'm going to let you know what these horns are and what they represent. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking what type of things? Great things. Yeah, we're gonna make America great. People are going to be happy bigly. The world is going to be great again. We're going to build a great wall. Everything's going to be great. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Because everything great, he's going to do all kind of great things. Never apologizing for nothing. Didn't you say Obama was not a citizen? Didn't you say he wasn't born as a U.S. citizen? Yes, he's a citizen now. But no apology. Yes, I did such and such. But no apology. Because the only words you're going to hear from this horn is how great everything is and how great he's going to do, because he's going to do everything. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed even and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in a night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. And, of course, this is not Christ. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this, because this was heavy to Daniel. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, because all the words this man is going to speak, whether it's to the people, whether it's to the nations, whether it's to the Most High, they all going to be great words. I'm great. We're going to do great things. We're going to make America great again. This is going to be big lead. Big lead that. Big lead this. Just great words. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand. Until a time, in the times, and a dividing of times. As soon as this beast got in office, he started changing laws. They got a law that says there's a separation between church and state. He's trying to sign an executive order to abolish that law. The laws now say everybody can have health insurance. They're trying to change that law. Every law that's written that might be good for the people, he's going to change them. And he started doing this on day one. Look what it says. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. So again, we got a fool, a beast, who think he's great. And he's set out to do great things, as the Almighty said he would do. It will speak great words against the Most High. And all his words come out, this is great. I'm going to build a great wall. And why should we as a people consider these things? Let me show you one of the things that this so-called great man, it is already in motion today. In the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter, because you have to know prophecy, and most people don't know prophecy because the prophecies that they learned it from their enemies. Well, let me show you one prophecy in the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Man who think he so great. A man that will speak great words. Everything great. Everything bigly. In the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter, it says in the, I was going to get right to it for time purposes. 9th verse. Behold, the day of Yah cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. That's why I'm telling people now that you better seek Yah now. You better get rid of that haughty attitude and that proud heart now. There's nothing to figure out. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing hard to do when you want to serve Yah. How hard is it to get rid of pride, arrogance, and haughtiness? Only people that find it hard to get rid of these things are people who really don't want to get rid of these things. It says in the 12th verse, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wager of Ophir. In other words, a lot of people got to die, because they're going to refuse to get rid of this arrogancy. They're not going to get rid of the pride and the haughtiness. It says in the 13th verse, therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as a chaste robe, and as a sheep that no man take it up. Now watch this 14th verse. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee everyone into his own land. And why? Well, they're gonna start fleeing. Because they're going to begin to see the persecution upon earth. And what's going to come upon the earth? earth before the Almighty anger come upon the earth, and it's very near unto us. This beast, as we speak, is rising up with the great pride, the great proudness, the great haughtiness of his ancestors. And now he is great and have these towers, Trump towers, all over the world. And he's still attempting to build. Now he's going to build a wall. And no telling what else he's going to build. And he's already got people out in the streets tearing up. And y'all know what come after. You can't get people out of the streets. It's called martial law. When the military rules. And who you think ruled the military? It says, every man shall turn to his own people. Yeah, just like they were fleeing to America, they're going to flee out of America because the great madness that he will do on earth. It says, everyone that is found shall be thrust through. Everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. In other words, if you don't get the hint then, you will never get the hint. Because there's going to be a great slaughter with the daughter of Babylon. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes, their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees excellency, shall be as when Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. The wild beasts of the desert shall lie there. Their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And the wild beasts of the land shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. But what is this speaking of? Speaking of, all you got to do is look at who's ruling. All the other presidents or kings or governors, how many of them communicated in a way to let you know how great they are, how great their businesses are, how successful he is, and the great things he's going to do for you. Not one time invoking the Most High. But what he's going to do. There's never been a man that I know of that have exalted himself like this man. And nothing makes Yah angrier than pride, haughtiness, and arrogance. We had a king whose name was King Uzziah. And this King Uzziah and he began to be great in his kingdom in Israel. And this great King Uzziah began to be prideful in his heart. And as soon as his heart got prideful, he thought to do something that all prideful people do. They overstep their bounds. And this man, King Uzziah, went into the temple to burn incense, which pertaineth not unto a king. The only one that could burn incense is the Most High. I mean, is the priest of the Most High. This is why we don't burn incense today. Little do people know that the only reason you have incense burning today is because the history behind burning incense was a form of worship. And today our people have took this form of worship very carelessly and began to not only burn incense to their deities in ancient times, but they burn them in their houses today. Not realizing the customs and the history of what they're doing. And this King Uzziah went into the temple, went to burn incense. The priest tried to stop him, but he was so arrogant that when the priest went to stop him, he got angry. Because he's saying he's the king, not realizing that Yah is king of all the earth. And so what did he do? The Almighty struck him with leprosy while he was trying to light the candle or burn incense. Because there is no greater thing that Yah hates more than pride, haughtiness, arrogancy. And this is what's ruling Babylon today. Just continue to watch the man that is ruling the world today. Just listen to his words. If you hadn't listened to nobody else's words, listen to his. Because the Creator said he will speak great words. Because everything is going to be great with him. And he's going to do great things. And so great and big league and success and There's never been a crowd more than he is, according to him. There's never been more people that watched his inauguration, according to him. None of the crowds that came out to listen to him, nobody had anything bigger than him, according to him. His ratings on his show was number one, according to him. According to him, his businesses are greater than everybody's, according to him. His sons are great, according to him. Just listen and watch and see what I'm telling you is the truth. If anyone would like to make any comments, give us a call. 347-838-8963 and press the number 1 on your phone. We're going to go to one of our callers, 404 area code. I think this is one of our Morays. Moray Yehoshua, is that you?
It is. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. How you doing?
Doing fine. Praise the mighty Yah. The program
Praise
was
the
excellent
Yah.
Tonight. I like how you show the people the correlation of wicked people in the book of Genesis 11, chapter of the Tower of Babel, and how they trying to do the very thing that the Almighty didn't want them to do, that speak one language and one voice. And how you see this
mm-hmm.
president is exemplifying everything that the scriptures speak against and about his greatness. And not only he talk about his greatness, he talk about what they call alternative facts. In other words, they use a fancy word to say alternative facts, but it's just truly just a lie. And you pointed out some of those lies that they tell as if it's the truth. And they keep telling, knowing good and well they're a lie. And this beast is speaking so against the Almighty, and it's going to come a time where he's going to start speaking against our people. And anybody that oppose him, he's going to fight back. They were showing earlier today about his apprentice show, and he said when he was the apprentice show that he had the number one ratings on that network, and kind of find out they can fact check these type of things, and it was just a lie. Then he went after Arnold Schwarzenegger, telling that he needed to get his act together to get the ratings up. But this is the man that's supposedly be the leader of the free world. And all he cares about is himself. He always talking about making America great again. He's just trying to make himself great. And he has violated every rule of law that any president that ever went into office in the history of this country. And the truth of the matter, what is even worse is those who know he violated won't do anything about it. And the Almighty wants us to have a wake-up call to realize and understand when you think you're no more baser than Clinton, then you got George Bush. You didn't think you get no baser than George, then you get Obama. And I know everybody think Obama was great. I know everybody, they get mad at me when I talk about the Obama. Or they do nothing for the black community or our people. And now you got Donald Trump. And you can clearly see that this is a very base man, very base. And hopefully the audience not only have listened to and understand the scriptures that you point out and how relevant they are, and how the Almighty talks about this great beast speaking great words, and that's all he talks about is everything being great. And the Almighty just lifting up their skirts for the children of Israel to realize praying for the Almighty and his coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you're absolutely correct. The first false city of Babel that they tried to build, you notice the first thing that they tried to build was a tower to reach the heaven. And here's
right.
a man, he made his billions off of building towers. His is called the Trump Tower. That's how he made his living. That's how he made the billions of dollars that he made. He's a real estate mogul. And he tell everybody the one thing he know how to do is build.
Yes.
And this is, and so the Almighty started off with builders, and he's finishing up a builder.
Mm.
And everything about this man is what he is going to do and how he's going to make America great and how this is great and this is big league. Just listen to this man. This big league, that big league. It's really unbelievable how this man talked and how the Almighty described this man to a T. And I'm praying and hoping that the people can see it so they can get their heart right. Because there's no greater thing y'all hate more than pride, arrogancy, and haughtiness. So I appreciate your words and praise the mighty Yah. And looking forward to our conference that's going to be held in Mississippi again in Hattiesburg. And we're going to have a New Year celebration and everything. So we're going to let the people know everything really starting tomorrow.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. All right, I'm going to go to one of our next callers. Shalom, shalom. All right, we're going to go to the 513 area code. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my beautiful brother.
Hey, shalom, my beautiful elder. How you doing?
Brother, doing excellent. Yah's my help, and he's alive today. And that's what the problem is for what you just said about the one who would come and speak great words, you know. You're totally on point. I thank Yah for Moray Alicia, who started me off, and he has somebody in his circle of leaders like yourself. And, brother, you're taking care of business. I'll give praises and honor and worship and blessing to Yah's name as a king, because all that you said is true, and I'm just watching. And I'll be asking Yah, I don't have no doubt that you know how to hide me as this thing come on, because according to what you said and according to what Yah has helped me to sing and say as an elder, it's the absolute truth, nothing but the truth. People better be watching out, because it's time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I appreciate those words, my beautiful elder. And you're absolutely right. We're going to have to turn on our visions of our eyes so that we can see and get these ears unstopped.
Yeah.
Because Yah is definitely near. And all you have to know is prophecy. But our people don't know prophecy because they've been taught by their enemies. And so a lot of things our people are perceiving, but they're not looking at the right things. They're looking at all the wrong things. And the wrong things will get you off the path of righteousness. And
let me tell you something.
About these prophecies also, but go ahead, Elder.
I didn't mean, but I had to jump in because your words were fiery. It's like a local talk show host here. He's black, I guess, for all purposes, and fully American. But when our people hear prophecy, even the way you announced it, take it as rubbish and so much trash. And that's a shame, because I know in Yah's words that he speaks about those who can't even discern prophecy, and when the watchman is tolling the bell or the horn, you know. Carry on, my brother, because your words are much wanted and loved and desired.
Well, hallelujah. And I appreciate you, Elder. And shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Yeah, my elder is correct. We got a lot of arrogant and haughty radio personalities. I one in particular out here in Cincinnati, and he on the radio and he called people fools and he called people dumb and he just slander people and holler at people and talk about people, and it's not only unprofessional, but it's foolish talk. They might as well call his show Foolish Talk, because that's all it is. Anybody with any self-respect wouldn't even conduct themselves like that. But he does. And, of course, everybody that called, they began to talk just like you. Very foolish. But this pride and this arrogancy will be brought low. Will be brought low. In Israel, there's a lot of pride, a lot of haughtiness. And arrogancy caught up within them. Even Israel today. And how can you have this pride and this arrogancy and this haughtiness, and you're just a slave? Almighty said, are you a slave or homeborn? What are you? The way you act, the way you conduct yourself, the way you look, the way you treat people. Look what the Creator said in the book of Proverbs. Let's show you this. So you can understand how the Almighty sees this in Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. It says, these six things do Yah hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. And you see what the first thing he said he hate? A proud look. What is a proud look? A proud look is a look at who you think you are. A proud look is a look at who you think you're talking to. A proud look is a look, you trying to correct me? A proud look is you think you can deal with me like that? Because a proud person already feel above others. So if you try to tell them something, they're going to give you that proud look. Just watch for it. Look for it. In other words, correct somebody and see the look they give you. Try to teach someone and see what type of look they give you. Then you're going to understand what I'm saying. A lying tongue. As Moray Yehoshua said, here's a man, now they give an alternative facts. They know they lie. and they just gonna lie. Trump know he didn't have the number one show, but he don't care. He's gonna lie. He know all his businesses weren't successful. Matter of fact, most of his businesses went bankrupt. But he's gonna lie. He was never gonna show his taxes, but he said he would because he don't have no problem with lying. And this is like some of our people. They will lie and tell you they fear the Most High. And the Almighty himself said it's a lie. He said, my people come to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Then it says, and hands that shed innocent blood, killers and murderers, just taking lies for what? What they got on a different color? For what? Because they was walking down the wrong street? For what? Because they was sitting in the car, driving down the street, no problems, you pull them over, end up dead. Just shedding innocent blood and heart that devises wicked imaginations. In other words, all you can think about is how to get even, how to get back, how to get revenge. Vengeance is yours. How to curse. You ain't going to be successful. That ain't going to work out. In other words, just cursing everybody. You ain't going to be nothing. This is what wicked imaginations will do. Just cursing in their heart. Feet that be swift and running to mischief. All they got to do is tell you, man, we can make this dollar. They don't care how the dollar is made. They going swiftly to it. False witness that speaketh lies, which is terrible. I hear a lot of teachers, and they be false witnesses. And a false witness is a liar. And he that soweth discord among brethren. And you already know that's the MO of our people. Tailbearing, backbiting. Warning, lying against one another, which ultimately end up in sowing discord. But all these qualities is wrapped up in this man who the Almighty rolls up to devour the earth. And you will see that I'm telling you the truth. So it's up to you. Rather, you want to drop the pride, the arrogancy, drop the haughtiness, because it will not serve you any good. There is no greater thing that the Almighty will swiftly act upon as greater than pride, arrogancy, and haughtiness. He will come quickly, and here we have a fool that will bring out the very thing that the Almighty said he was going to return with. It is called his anger. It is called the vengeance of Yah. It's called the day of Yah's fierce anger. The day of trouble. Because there's only one great. There's only one that's high and lofty. There's only one that is king. And that is Yah himself. Praise the mighty Yah for all your time. Yah, love you. And so do I. Shalom.